Happy Saturday, friends. If I can be honest, the past few days have been a little challenging for me. I'm navigating through some transitions and really trying to prepare myself the best I can according to God's instructions. Sometimes I have this hope that I can just easily adapt to every change and transition that comes to my life, but realistically, that is not always the case. I find myself hitting bumps in the road along the way that knock me off my square from time to time. I know you're probably thinking, like, where is she going with this? But just hang in there with me as I paint the picture. There are also moments where I've experienced the mid-20s crisis. Is that even a thing? I'm going to make it a thing because I truly have experienced it at least twice so far. There's all of these choices, plans, feelings, emotions, etc. happening at once, and no one really focuses on the hopeful end. At least for me, I'm realizing that I haven't. In a crisis, you tend to panic and be anxious, obviously, and sometimes it's expressed outwardly, or if you're like me, I express it inwardly. I realized that I've trained myself to handle things inwardly and also to protect myself as a defense mechanism or whatever. Lately, as a result, I tend to be on autopilot a lot through things that I feel deeply. You're also probably thinking, that doesn't sound healthy. My friend, I would have to agree with you, but thank God for therapy, right? Lately, I've had 3 people encourage me to hope for a hopeful and expected end, believing that all things would end and be well. That can be very hard to see when things aren't looking too hopeful. However, for the past few days, I have challenged myself to prepare for a hopeful end. I have decided that I will stay the course and be encouraged even when it's hard. I've also decided that I'm going to trust God no matter what, because I know that He has already promised me a future with an expected end. I want to encourage you today to not allow yourself to focus so deep on what's not happening and what it may look like. Instead, focus on the expected end. Prepare yourself for God's very best. Trust that He will restore all things in your life. Believe that it will all end well. My prayer today is that we simply hold on to the expected end and the promises that God has already promised us. I pray that we won't get unfocused, but instead stay focused on God and hold on to the things that we are hoping and believing God for. I pray that we won't give up and throw in the towel, but that we will stay the course and finish out the race. With love, yours truly, Ib.